نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد العلي والبر اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا صحابي ومارك وسلم أما بعد
الحمد لله praise be to Allah Allah most high Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with his grace with his mercy to us with good health with iman Allah has given us faith belief and then upon that Allah has given us the ability to practice one certain specific deed, which in Allah's eyes, close to Allah, it is a very beloved and dear action, and it's a very high status action. In other words, dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the noble Qur'an, He has stated, that if you want, do you want to love me? Do you want to develop love for me? Allah Ta'ala is asking us. We are His creation. The Quran, I'm telling you, yes, this is the Quran. Who is Allah asking? Allah is asking the believers that do you want to have love for me? Do you want to love me? Tell me, do you want to have to love Allah? Put your hands up if you want to love Allah. MashaAllah. Okay, fine, of course, for our taste and passion I'm talking, obviously, that's the case. That's why we've come here, to get Allah's love, we're sat here for Allah's love, we prayed salah, in the masjid we have come, with Allah's given ability we've come, the dhikr majlis, we're sitting in the gathering. What's the objective of this? So first, let's correct our intention. What's our intention? To acquire Allah's love. Think about it. When you think about it, the objective of every action in deen is what? To attain Allah's love. Don't get into the trap of reward. First correct the intention, then you'll get the reward. Yeah? So if we're coming here, I'm going to get this much reward. I'm going to do this deed, I'm going to get this much reward. If you do that, you will get that anyway, automatically the reward. Yeah? You will get the reward anyway, automatically when you're in action. You'll get the reward. That's attached to it, definitely. Who can reject that? Obviously the thawab is there, if you do a good deed you get reward. But the action, whatever you do, there's only one objective, one purpose, that we need Allah Ta'ala's love. Remember this, that whichever niyyah intention you embark on an action, according to that intention Allah gives the fruits. Without intention I'm running around, oh I've got no intention, I'm praying salah, etc. Any other action I do, I don't know why I'm praying salah. I've prayed salah, I've prayed. Yeah, you've prayed salah. If I pray salah, I pray salah. The what niyyah? Allah Ta'ala will ask us, Allah, I don't know why I prayed. What's my niyyah? What's my intention? Every amal, every good deed, Allah Ta'ala said, I'll give you the reward. I'll give you the reward based on your niyyah, your intention. All of the game of life, Allah Ta'ala says, is based on your niyyah, your intention. So one intention we should make solid and firm. Shaitan, he will try to make us go left and right. Whatever action we'll do in life, in the whole life, A to Z, what's the objective of the action? Number one, is to acquire Allah's love. That's it, end of story. If in that action you don't have the intention of Allah's love, then it's pointless. Why have we come here to pray salah? We've come to pray salah. Allah will give us a reward. No doubt, we've never counted reward anyway. Every day you talk about Jannah, we believe that we'll get Jannah, inshallah. No doubt, we'll get Jannah. The words that and the things Allah has put in Jannah, the rules, we'll get those. We don't reject them. There are many colleagues that, for example, they don't know what's in Jannah, what's going to happen. They don't pay attention because they know. They know that we're Muslims, Allah's given us Iman, faith, we do good deeds, we'll go to Jannah, of course. We'll get those things that are present in Jannah. We don't study in detail, we don't research it, because we believe in it. So we should always think on every footstep in life, that our life, every breath, the objective of every breath in our life is one. Our whole life is empty, it's a waste of time, our breaths are a waste of time, our running around is a waste of time, our dhikr adhkar is a waste of time, reciting Quran is a waste of time, hajj and umrah is a waste of time. Everything is nothing. There's only one purpose behind everything, that Allah's love we want to acquire. Whoever has this, acquires Allah's love in his heart, he is successful, she is successful. Subhanallah. That's it. We have no other desire, no other demand. So Allah will ask us that, do you want my love? What a great question Allah is asking himself in the Quran. Yes, Allah, we want your love, Allah. Yes, but it's very difficult, Allah, to get your love, to acquire it. To persuade, ask Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, what he gave to acquire Allah Ta'ala's love. What he gave. What didn't he give? Ask the Sahaba, the noble companions. What did they not give to acquire Allah's love? Why did they do this? Just one objective they had. The Sahaba, the noble companions, what was their objective? Muhabbat, love of Allah. No dunya, no kingdoms, no money, no business, no enterprise, no trade, nothing. In their heart, it was embedded that Allah, I don't want anything else. Allah, make my pieces. I need Allah's love. I want Allah's love. Say Subhanallah. This is Iman, definition of Iman. This is, for this we will get paradise. Yes, Allah has given us examples. We are weak. We are weak. Allah has given us examples, at least minimum. You can't become like that. Okay. But at least your intention should be that Allah, I aspire to become like this. I want to. Why did Allah give us Ramadan? For Allah's love, to acquire Allah's love. Why did Hajj give us, Allah give us Hajj? For acquiring Allah's love. Every action, deed, worship is to attain Allah's love. Allah's love. This is the question Allah is asking us in the Quran. That do you want my love? Do you want to acquire Allah's love? Do you want my love, Allah Ta'ala says? You want me to love you, Allah says? So we, all of us, will say, yes, Allah, totally we want your love. We want you to love us, Allah. Then Allah gives us the hint. Then become like Bilal. Brother, if you want to acquire my love, how many hands will get up then? How many hands will raise up then when we are given that condition? Will we put our hands up? It's not that cheap. It's not easy, my friends, to acquire Allah's love. It's not that easy to get into Jannah. It's not a cheap bargain. It's not that simple, this journey. This journey is not that straightforward. وَجَهَدُ فِينَ Allah says, I need mujahad. I need effort. Hard work. Allah says, these days, few days of life, Allah says, make it useful. Acquire something, attain something, earn something. You think you'll get Allah's love for nothing? Every action becomes a habit for a human being. Remember this. Ramadan, keeping the fast to become a habit. Praying tahajjud every day, you'll get habitual. If you don't pray, then you get a headache. Why didn't I wake up? Why didn't I pray tahajjud? There's an imbalance. It's no great achievement. You start keeping fast, nawafil, voluntary, it'll become a habit for you in life. And you'll get healthy and less weight. It'll become a habit. Everything becomes a habit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. If we want it, Allah says, I know you want it. If you want my love, then Allah says, I'll prescribe you the path. Who's saying this? Allah is prescribing the formula. Do we want the formula? Yes. Allah doesn't say pray tahajjud to you. Allah doesn't say to you that stay up all night long, pray. Allah doesn't say do this much tasbihat. For His love, to acquire His love. Do all of these things, you'll get the thawab, the reward, Allah says. Allah says do these things for no problem. I don't stop you praying, worshipping. But these actions, worshipping is not connected to my love. Say Subhanallah. It's not connected to acquiring my love. Look here, listen attentively when I speak. Listen, correct your intentions. That Allah says, my love to acquire is not connected to tahajjud. It's a habit. It's not to nafal fast, Ramadan. Oh, look at this brother. He's pious. He prays salah, worship. He does this. He does hajj. He goes on hajj again. Every year he buys a ticket, goes on a hajj. That is not necessary to become, like a pious person. What's the English translation for this? To be occupied in worship. You don't need to depend on a certain worship deed to become, to acquire his love. But this is not the path that is the real path to acquire his love. It's not a formula. Yes? What's the path then to acquire Allah's love? Come, sit down. Why are you sat at the back, brother? Come. So much thawab you are wasting, reward, that you are going to the back of the gathering and sitting at the back. I seek forgiveness, but well, I'm speaking out of love for you, brother. Speaking out of love for you. There's such a great gathering, halak, and you're sitting far away at the back. You are just spoiling your own situation. Either come and enter into the majlis. Allah sent you to the majlis. You're sat in the majlis. Even then you're so far away, you sit down. Allah's mercy, be grateful you've arrived to this gathering. Why are you sitting far at the back? So what was I saying? Allah Ta'ala says that, my love, if you want it, you can understand the way you will acquire my love from. Allah said that you haven't realized yet what my love is, in fact. You don't know what is my love. Allah says, all of Jannah, paradise, is immersed in one point, not in your salah and your fasting. Salah, Allah says, and fasting, prayer, there are many angels who are worshipping me. What's your worship? You don't know how to say subhanallah. They are pure tongues, the angels. They don't say nothing else for the whole life. Allah said, I've created animals, spiders in the universe. They send durood on my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What durood are you going to send a human being? What durood are you going to send? Allah says, my whole universe, every leaf, every atom remembers me, does my dhikr. What dhikr are you going to do, human being? Don't think you are pious and you are worshipping and that I created you. Allah says, there's much, much in the universe that's worshipping me. I don't have a need for you. Allah says, the real formula for you. How do you know that you have acquired my love and you've reached to my love with an action? Allah says, I'll give you the formula. Am I right or wrong? Tell me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, don't give your own formula. Oh Allah, I want to get your love. I'll do this worship. I'll do this prayer. I'm pious. Allah says, I'll give you the formula and the path to acquire my love. And I won't say it just like this. We think that we know. Allah says, the whole deen of Islam, your whole life, all of Jannah, paradise, is based on one thing. It's based on my love. Allah Ta'ala says, my love. If you acquire my love, all of these things, the rewards are for my beloved servants. Whoever I love, they love me, they will get these rewards. Whoever I love and vice versa. Not for, just for nothing have I decorated this paradise. These are those people who are immersed in my love, who are drowned in my love. And where they love me, Allah says, then they don't love anybody else. Remember this as well. This is the equation. The question doesn't arise, Allah says. That when a person speaks like this, those who have the love of the strangers in their heart and they claim they got Allah's love, Allah says, I'll give them names. They are the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They talk rubbish, nonsense. Allah says, I have no connection with those people. Yes, the tariqah method I prescribed, if you follow that, then Allah says, I have no need for guarantee. I give the guarantee myself that I love these people. I testify myself, I bear witness myself, Allah says. What a great statement the Quran is saying. So let's think now, how much time of our life we have wasted, that have we attained Allah's love? Most definitely we will have attained it. If we follow the formula that Allah has prescribed to us, we can attain the love of Allah. And we can love Allah as well. If we've adopted that path. Such a valuable life we are wasting, that the human being is wasting it. What a destruction. One man, he embraces you and he leaves, departs. When I, five, 6 days, I met a person, embraced him. After a few days, I found out that he's in a very difficult situation. He's about to depart this world. Is this a life? It's short, it's temporary. Regret after that. Regret. Pure shame. Regret. The shop, decoration, stock, money, assets, all stay here in this dunya. Yes, there was a person at the shop when I used to work in my shop some years back, when I used to run my shop, my business. And he had a shop in the same place, in the same center. And he used to walk past my shop and I used to see him that he didn't even used to go and pray salah. I said, at least you should pray salah. He said, no salah. If a customer comes to my shop, what will I do then? He said to me. If a thief comes? He said, no. Allah is forgiving. Allah is merciful. He said to me, how can I leave my shop and go and pray salah? He said, the customers will go. Then I saw another scene then. I saw another scene. The news came that he's died. It was afternoon time. And you will have seen this in the life. You get experience, you hear things, morning, evening, you hear things. Then I passed by the same place and I saw his shop and I stopped there. That same place, he loved his shop. He left the salah for his shop. He forgot Allah and all his stocks there hanging. The clothing, the garments, all his stock. There's even a thief could come to his shop and steal his goods. From there he left. He was sick. He left his shop. He left his shop store. And there was nothing. No one left after him to look after his shop. Now who's looking after his shop? Who's looking after his stock now, running his trade, his business? And my body started shaking. Subhanallah. Now how long is this journey of life in this dunya? Tell me. Tell me. Such a deception this dunya makes a person fall into, that he makes big palaces and mansions. I'm alive. I'm going to live here forever. This will happen tomorrow, the day after. This is going to happen. And his one thing he had left in the shop, that through this, I will correct, he had something there. And I saw that his tool there was swaying, his tool, his items, and he's not in the shop, his stock's in there, a thief can come, a customer could, I just stopped there and looked. And due to the love of his store, what did he do? He left salah. He left namaz. That place he couldn't go, to the house of Allah, where Allah had invited him. That way Allah invited him to pray salah. This is a very, very big warning, admonishment for us, my friends. Today Allah is saying, you love me and I will love you, and you will become successful whilst you're living on planet Earth. And that success I'll give to you that you cannot imagine, the success you can earn. Allah says, even your eyes at that time will just close at death, and my angels will bathe you nicely. They'll give you good news at the time of death. They'll give you reassurance, encouragement. Don't be scared. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. You have no concern. You have no fear, no grief. The doors have opened to you. We're showing you good scenes. At that time we ask, do you want to go back to earth? We say, no, no, no. The question doesn't arise. I've seen enough now with my eyes after my death. I've got goodness arriving for me. This hadith is telling us this. Then he turns back. The bed he used to sleep on, he used to leave salah. And the shops and the trade, the haram, and lawful dunya, the business, the trade, the earnings, his goods, his items. What will he see, that person, after death? And how happy will be that human being? And there's no limit to that happiness. He'll have more happiness than going to paradise when he gets the good news at death. That you are successful at the time of death. He'll have more happiness than when he goes into paradise. You cannot imagine the happiness at the time of death. You cannot get that feeling on earth while you're living. It's during the time of death that happiness, only that person knows that feeling. Just because he sought Allah's love and acquired Allah's love. So Allah is saying to us in the Quran, do you understand, brothers? While we are alive, my colleagues, sisters, brothers, why have we been given breath? Why are we living? What's our body for? For no other purpose or mission or duty is Allah given to us. This life, big bank balances, money, assets, houses, fikr, concern, we're sweating. It doesn't take a second for everything to disappear. Then, just like his shop, that person had to, Haji Sahab, they used to call him Haji Sahab. He left it, the salah for the shop. The house is empty. That bed, that mattress, somebody else will come and lie down on that bed. Your wife today, she'll say, get this man out. She's then a widow. She's a widow. She'll get reward because she has to go through the iddat, and then she'll go and get married to someone else. And she'll be there on the bed. And that was your wife before. Allahu Akbar. So nothing is remaining in the dunya which is yours. For which reason? For this reason, we compromised. We didn't understand the purpose of this world. 60, 70 years Allah gave to you, and you didn't acquire Allah's love. And without Allah's love, you're dying and departing this world. If we claim we've got Allah's love, then we will be questioned severe. Allah says, I will ask you on the day of judgment, and I will claim I've got Allah's love. You will claim you've got Allah's love, and we'll say we've got, oh yeah, I've got Allah's love. I pray salah. This is our proof, isn't it? That we've got the love of Allah. But this is not the proof. Allah says, this is not the proof that I want. Love of Allah, Allah says, my love, Allah says, those who love me, Allah says, I know the people who love me. I will tell you the path to love me. I will show you and illustrate to you and demonstrate to you, Allah says. I will give the reward to that person myself directly. And there you have no connection with this. Is this the case or not? Then Allah says, listen. And I won't just tell you, Allah says, I will announce the formula for my love. Allah has announced in the Quran. Allah says, not normally will I tell you in the Quran, just some easy, simple. Allah says, I'll announce clearly. Clearly. The whole announcement to the world, Allah says. We read the same verse. Qul, O my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you announce to the believers what's the formula. Allah says, could I not tell the people directly? But who's Allah telling to tell us? His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, my Nabi, you tell the believers what's the formula to get my love. Allah says, I could tell you myself, but no, I want you to announce, oh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, tell the people, my Nabi, Allah and His Rasul both are now included in this announcement. Imagine the weight behind this announcement. Allah has given us the formula, the path to acquire His love. All the other paths separate to the side, Allah says. Allah says, I've just shunned everything. Everyone's in the path of deception. This is the only way you can acquire my love and for me to love you and you can love me. Only he is successful who has attained my love, Allah says. Am I right or wrong? Tell me, brothers. This is why we are here today assembled, so we can discuss together and revive our deen and give ourselves encouragement so we don't waste our lives. That's why we're here today. Qul, Allah says, tell them, my Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Allah says, you want my love, O Muslimin? Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Allah says, tell them, do you acquire my love? Fattabiuni, Allah says, do this then. Allah is telling His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is not saying this. From the blessed tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is giving the news that my Mawla, my Allah, my beloved Master is saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you want to love Allah, Allah said, I should announce to you. What does the Prophet tell us? That come, imitate me, says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow me. What a fantastic verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Imran. Tell me now, is this verse not there? What a clear and strong statement Allah's making. Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's announcing via the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet's telling us the description in detail. That come, imitate me, says the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow my lifestyle. Follow my path, my example, my demonstration. What's the name of my path, said the Prophet Muhammad? Sunnah. My sunnah, my tariqah. Sunnat-e-Nabi. The sunnah of the Prophet, Sunnat-e-Rasul. About which Hazrat Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi, stated, and I read this myself. He stated that Itaba'i Rasul is now fard. Yeah, but today is finished. It's finished, and he's talking decades ago when he was alive in the 70s as a Shaykhul Hadith. He's saying at that time, he said he's been buried already in that decade, the 70s. He says, Sunnat-e Rasul, following the Prophet Muhammad, is buried as disappeared. And he said further that now, that is not the normal people I'm talking about. He said, now the special people, even they have finished. Even they have left the path of the sunnah. The select people, Itabari, so they say it's not necessary. The sunnah is not necessary. We got the Quran, that's enough, we say. There are masjids, we've got masjids, we've got Quran, we've got salah, we've got recitation of Quran. I'm an alim, I'm a scholar, I'm learned, I've got knowledge. We don't need the sunnah, we say. So Allah Ta'ala is what He's saying? That all of this is fraud, what you're practicing. All of this is hypocrisy, your deen. There's no value in my eyes, your deen. All these actions and worship and deeds and practice and piety, there's no love of mine in this, Allah says. They are valuable, your actions, but their value will be put on the scale in the scale of Ittaba'i Rasul. The scale of the Sunnah will give the value of deeds. Your Salah will be weighed on the scale of following the Prophet. Your Quran Talawat will be weighed on the scale of following the Prophet. Every good deed that you practice that Allah has given to us, there is a value on it. There is a value attached to it. There is an impact. But when it's weighed on the scale of the sunnah of imitating, does this scale weigh heavy? When it's weighed across the scale of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ittiba, then we will realize its weight and value. Ittiba, the word fattabi'uni, ittiba. Ittiba means following, imitating. Footstep by footstep to follow the Prophet is ittaba. Every action of your life you must imitate him. That color you must bring into your life. That if laqad kana lakum fi rasulullahi uswatan hasana. The best example, the whole life A to Z from birth to death, he is the example, my Habib. You can't say that I'll do what I want. I can do what I want, it's fine, it's not necessary. Your whole life A to Z, you go one standard, Allah says, give me the formula. I've given you life, I gave you your body, I gave you the breath, and I've given you one method to practice your life. A to Z, what is that method? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah, his blessed sunnah. The sibghatullah, Allah says in Surah Baqarah. The great color is what? The greatest color is the color of Allah. And Allah says that my color has no example, no comparison. What's the color of Allah? What's the color of Allah? The color of Allah is the color of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnat-e Rasulullah. Yeah, you can see this in the verse of the Quran. It's there. In other words, all the success of life, A to Z, Allah has put in what? Itabai Rasul, Fatabiuni, footstep by footstep, imitating the Prophet. And the greatest facade today, fitna, facade, confusion, disorder. A person will be called a mu'min, a believer, he'll pray salah, he'll do everything under the banner of Islam. But his heart will not accept this message that Allah has given. He will not accept the invitation to following the Prophet. He'll shun it. He'll disregard it. He's got nifaq, hypocrisy. His heart will not accept. Then why should I imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not necessary, he will say. So famous a statement today. Not necessary. And Allah says, then how will you get my love then? It's not there. You're not doing the condition. You're not fulfilling the condition. The Sahaba, all of the Sahaba were immersed in the ittaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's when they acquired the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you think they got the love for nothing? First they immersed and drowned in the love. They took the company of the Prophet ﷺ. They had sobat first, physical company, face to face. Then they acquired the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First was physical. Without the Prophet ﷺ, did any Sahabi die without seeing the Prophet ﷺ? Ask you a question. Can anyone be given the title of Sahaba who did not see the Prophet ﷺ? Could he have become an ashik? Could he have got the love of Allah in Rasul ﷺ? When they went into the physical company and sat and saw the Prophet ﷺ with their bare eyes, then they became the love of Allah, the Sahabi. Ittaba, they came, they followed footstep by footstep, then they became the lovers. There are many examples of the Sahaba. Many. There's the other example of a person who didn't see the Prophet. There are examples. So now, Allah Ta'ala says that, do you want my love? Now do we understand the formula? Now will we put our hands up when we're asked, do we want the love of Allah? Allah says, if you want my love, then come and imitate my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imitate him, follow his sunnah. That's the definition of naql. Imitating the Prophet is to follow his sunnah. Every footstep, with your heart, with your heart. And Allah says that when you come onto the path of my love of my Prophet and you follow him and your love for him, then there are the results of having the love for the Prophet. One companion came and he saw, he was present, I remember this event, I can't remember his name now in my mind, I can't remember this Sahabi's name. And he said that he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he saw the face, the blessed face, and he came, and he saw the face, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you, that today, I am seeing you in such a way today, because the ashik, the lover, he recognizes his beloved. He said that, O Prophet of Allah, that I haven't eaten for some days. And there was nothing at home to eat. Poverty. Hunger. Yes. And he went back home. There was nothing at home. He came back. That Sahabi. He went this way, that way. He couldn't see nothing that he could eat. There was nothing. He couldn't understand, what shall I do? Then there was a garden owned by a Jew. He went there. The orchard. It was extreme heat. Sun bearing down. He said to the Jews, any work that you can give to me, some employment, so that I can do some labor? The Sahabi said, there's no work here. There's a well I've got here, and if you can get the water out of that well, it's very deep, the water's not coming out due to the heat. If you can get the water out using the rope, etc., I'll give you the labor. What's the labor? He said, due to one pail of water, bucket, I'll give you one date. Imagine that. He was a Jew, innit? Jew. That's how they do their bargaining. They don't have pity on the people that I should help this person and give him some charity maybe, because that was the Yahud, that was the nature. May Allah make us a true believer. Okay, he should have thought he's distressed. I'll give him some money, I'll loan him, I'll give him back after. But he looks at his benefit first. That what benefit can I get from him if I help him? What benefit am I going to get? What will he give to me? No relationship, nothing. Yahud has no relationship with anyone. Mal, he needs wealth, money first. Advance. That why should I help this man? What benefit is he going to give to me? Why should I give him a loan? Why should I help him? How much will I get? That's not the glory of a believer. That's their heart, their condition. So he said to him, he made him stuck. He stuck this person, and today I'm going to grind him down. He said, one pail of water, I'll give you one date. He said, okay. Why? Because in his heart he had another passion, the Sahabi. This is love of Allah. He said, okay, I'll do that. Severe heat, bearing down the sun, the water in the well was deep, the water was coming down. He'd lower the rope, he'd bring it out, collect some water, collect it, and he kept on collecting. Then he got the date and he went straight to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And he went and he arrived at the blessed presence of the Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, I have brought these dates for you. Please have some dates. And please have these dates. The Prophet understood everything. He saw him and he smiled. And the Sahabi, he said his name. He said, why did you put so much hardship on yourself? Subhanallah. Why so much? Just for one date? For these dates? And he started to cry, that companion. He said, why did you give yourself pain and hardship? He said, O Prophet of Allah, what could I do? That I saw you, you were weak, and I couldn't bear this, that I saw you in that position. I couldn't see that you hadn't eaten. And he said, what's the reason for this? So the Sahabi was asking the Prophet, O Prophet of Allah, that I don't know the reason, but it's maybe love for you that I couldn't see you in this position of hardship. Subhanallah. Then listen to the answer. Because when the people claim they're lovers, I'm lover of the Prophet on conferences, marches, again screaming out, tomorrow, astaghfirullah, what will be the hal of our ummah? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not criticizing a group, I'm not criticizing, I have no quarrel with anybody, I'm just speaking the bare truth. Where we are standing today, Allah's given us a brain, wisdom. Why do we become stupid today and don't understand our reality? That 3 miles long conference, marches and standards and flags, and we scream out, we think we're lovers of the Prophet ﷺ, lovers of Allah for the sake of Allah. Look at the definition of the love of Allah in His Rasul ﷺ. Why do we deceive ourselves? So the Prophet ﷺ said, is it? You love me? And the Sahabi said, Ya Rasul ﷺ, yes, I love you. Rasul ﷺ said, then be ready. For what? Be ready, your shops, your trade, your mal, your stock's going to come, your dunya's going to come, are you going to get kingdom, are you going to get wealth, subhanallah. What did Rasulullah say? Because thou loves like this, what will I get in return for loving Allah and His Rasulullah? We always have these conditions up front. What reward in the dunya I'm going to get? That's why we go to the wali Allah, because I want to see the reward after that. What I'm going to get? We're going to get something in the dunya, some transaction, and we earn the dunya. Yeah? We earn the dunya. Our everything is based on greed and want. And dunya and assets. We go to the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, we have our own objective behind that. Dunya is our objective, world is our objective. Dunya, for the sake of dunya, we ask the wali Allah to do dua, and look here, the condition, how the sahabi fulfilled the love of the Prophet. So the Prophet, is that you really love me? Then listen, my companion. Be ready then, be prepared, subhanAllah. Oh Prophet of Allah, what for? What shall I be prepared for? He wasn't given kingdoms. He said, for what? He said, be ready for the difficulties, the hardships, and for distress and poverty, destitution. Be ready, my sahabi, my companion. Be prepared, subhanAllah. See how much love then we have. This is the companion. This wasn't the announcement and the knowledge for the companion. This was the announcement for the whole ummah that the Prophet was given at that time. Hot mosque we're sitting in today, and hot water, we start crying. There's no hot water in the wudu area. What's going on? It's too hard for us to do wudu. We haven't got these luxuries. Every man starts to make a fuss, and then we pray salah after 100 fussiness. Look at Allah's love, how to acquire it. In the masjid, the heat is not running, the boiler is not running, there's no heat or air, you're not running the fan, the air conditioning, I've come to pray salah, and that, subhanAllah, you're praying salah and you can't go through the hardship? Is this not the case today, tell me? Yes, a committee swearing, look at this man, there's no preparation here, the water's not warm, there's no heater running, the fan's not running, the cooling system's not running, this is not happening, we're criticizing. And you've come for Allah's ibadah, why so you come here for luxury, comfort and dunya, tell me? This is the companion. Was this the way of the companions? The Sahaba? Did they ever complain that they're standing on straw mats, palm mats? Why is there no new carpet we're standing on? Our bare feet is on straw mats and on the earth. Did they cry? And look at our situation. If Allah's given us this basically, 124,000 more than that Allah Ta'ala created the Sahaba. Allah showed the definition that this is the definition criteria of the mu'min, and for these believers have made paradise, Allah said. Not this that they want that. Subhanallah. I've seen with my eyes Hazrat Sahib's life, my Sheikh's life. I've seen it. I've seen believers, alhamdulillah, with my bare eyes. Not one, many I saw in my life. Many proofs. Hazrat Arifi Ramdeh, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib's Khalifa, Hazrat Dr. Abdahi, I sat in his company. So many years I was in his company, Hazrat Arifi, and my Sheikh, Hazrat Sahib, day and night, Makkah, Medina, traveling, my life. I spent, wallahi, I swear by Allah, I'm sitting, I swear by Allah, I'm saved. No one moment did I ever see my Sheikh speak against any group or sect. Never did I hear him say bad to anyone. Never did I see my sheikh criticize a sect. He's wrong, they are this, he's Brelwi, Deobandi, or they're bad, or they're good. Never did I hear my sheikh say anything bad, negative. The concern for the hereafter was his lifestyle. He didn't have time, the Wali Allah, to criticize people, look down on people. He's writing books, he's a disbeliever, munafiq, he's disbeliever. Is this our life? Is this what we've got time for? To look down on people? Allah says, your hearts, oh my beloved, that you can't change the hearts. Allah says, if I want, then I flip the hearts, Allah says, to his beloved. I flip the hearts, Allah says. You carry on doing your work that I've given you the duty, Allah says. You don't need to start looking and delving and probing people's hearts. Allah's given us a standard, a method. Whoever's understood that, doesn't matter who it is, keep on measuring the gauge. Is he successful? End of story. One standard, measurement gauge. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. My Mahbub, my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce to the world. Don't just tell them, advise them, announce to the world. The successful is that person in his heart, he's got the love of Allah. And the love of Allah, only that person can have the love of Allah. Who footstep by footstep imitates my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only he can get the love of Allah. That's the formula. Successful human being can only be that human being who's got the love of Allah in his heart. You cannot get Allah's love from any of that. You can pray tahajjud, you can recite Quran, keep fasting. You can't acquire Allah's love, Allah says. Allah's love, Allah says, if you want to acquire it, you want success. Success is by acquiring my love in your heart. If you want my love in your heart, Allah says, you can get it only from one action. The Holy Prophet Muhammad Sam, Sunnah Mubarak. End of story. End of story. From imitating him, no other method. Your face, your appearance, your walking, your attire, your sitting, your eating, drinking, sleeping, akhlaq, manners, conduct, lifestyle, everything A to Z, imitating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. End of story. This is the hard work effort we have to do in life. If in your heart you got it down, what's the necessity of this? Why do we have to do this? This is not necessary. This will take the person to kufr. Any sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ you discuss is a minor, it's not important, it's not necessary, it's not. No sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is a minor. It's smooth scale. If that action takes you to Allah's close by breaking off the twig of a tree, what's the value of the twig of the tree? It's just a twig. This is the branch. Has it got value? No value. But if the Prophet ﷺ did it and you break off that twig and use it in miswak, it takes you to paradise. Takes you to paradise. Why? Because the Prophet said, I like this miswak, it's my sunnah. So we imitate it. There's no value of that stick, that twig, that miswak to taking practice. All actions put to one side. Tahajjud, there's no guarantee your tahajjud, your worship, prayer, salah, there's no guarantee will take you to Jannah. But that miswak piece of stick, wood, says you have done this action, miswak, due to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, I will take you to paradise, the miswak says. I will take you to paradise. This is an event. You've read this, that there was a battle, the sahaba were in a battle. Alhamdulillah. And they were losing, you could say. They were not overcoming the opposition. They were losing. They were not overcoming the opposition. They discussed, consulted. What's the reason? Until now, why can't we overcome this opposition? Why couldn't we capture this territory? What's the reason? What's the reason? They consulted. What's the mistake we're making? And Hazrat Umar, then they sent a letter to him, and we have consulted. It's been a long time. We can't win the battle. What's the reason? The response came. There's a sunnah for sure that you have discarded. You have compromised on. And then they understood, ah, yes, they were on a journey, and this sunnah, we've shunned it. The Holy Prophet, some miswak, they all clung onto the trees, the branches took miswak, started to do miswak. The enemies, they got awe and fear that they're sharpening their teeth, they're going to consume us, and they ran away. Is this not an event? It's a true Islamic event. Sunnah. Why? One sunnah Allah Ta'ala gave them the power. Today we have no value for the sunnah. We don't consider the imam as a valuable turban, and we think we are lovers of Allah. And we got kashf and vision and dreams. This is the diraj, these old mirages. The mirages. All life long, if you don't see a dream, vision, no miracle. But if you are completely living a life of following the sunnah, Allah says, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You are my beloved servant. Allah is telling us himself, his own statement. On which deed? Imagine, on which deed Allah Ta'ala is announcing? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. No mujahidah, no prayer, no worship, no sajda. Just one action, Allah says, you meditated the sunnah, you recognize the sunnah. Just this one amal I've told you to do, I've given you those actions of mu'min. Remember this. Allah's love, if you want to attain in this world while you're living, that's your mission. Number two, how do you attain Allah's love? Ittaba'i Rasul, following the Prophet, footstep by footstep. That's our mission of life. ittaba'i Rasul, footstep by footstep, following the sunnah. Allah says, when you complete the imitation of the Prophet, then I announce, Allah says, Yuhibbukumullah, you have become my beloved servant. And you are Ghawth, you are the Kutub, you are the Mujaddad, reviver, everything inside that human being who is following the Prophet. Some people are make apparent, some people are make keep hidden in the world. But ittaba'i Rasul, he will wake up in the hereafter in that same way. How many ghawth there? How many are hidden today? Concealed. Ghawth, rajal, who are hidden. Allah doesn't reveal them, all of them. Tell me, great, great maqam, status, ghawth, kutub are sat today around us, amongst us. We can't see them. Kutub, arshad. They are on those levels, but we don't know. Allah has not revealed them. There are just a few Allah reveals who Allah wants to do the work of the deen. Allah makes them go and do the work of the deen for the people of the world. The rest are hidden, concealed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, these counting deeds, counting worship, this is not for this reason. They are beloved servants Allah Ta'ala has made. Allah has announced Himself that you are my beloved servants on planet Earth. If Allah announces Himself that someone's His beloved, that you are my beloved servant, for this reason He's worn imamah, turban, He's kept the beard, He's a beloved servant of Allah. And where? In the land where this kufr, where He has spread the sunnah. Yes, he's not hesitating, he's not scared, there's no fear. That Allah's announced it. Rasulullah said himself in advance, when a person follows my footsteps or my sunnah, then mujahidat will start for that person. Hard work, opposition, mocking. Allah's told us in advance that don't cry and be ashamed and run away. Don't take a step back then. Don't hesitate then. Yes, don't take a step back then. If you are claiming Allah's love, then don't take a step. No, no, it's too hard for me. It's too hard. But we're going to march for sure. We're going to march. I'll do a Khatam Sharif, inshallah. Yeah, I'll do a program, a bayan. This is not the sign. You are just fooling yourself and the fooling the dunya. So much jahil, boots will be thrown as peers, the false sheikhs and the murids as well. Those people who have spread misinformation using the Quran. Such a great announcement of the Quran you are rejecting. Allah says that in the deeds of your life there's not even a sign, a splash of your screaming out in the bayans and your conferences and your marches, and you're claiming Allah Ta'ala's love. Tell me, am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Shaitan has overcome our brains, our Muslim brains today, that we have formulated our own path. Allah says everything is Allah. If you want to attain Allah's love, then there's only one path you can follow in life. With strength and vigor, every action has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every action of life. And about this, Hazrat Zakariya Sahab rahmatullahi said a few decades ago, that this action of following the sunnah is finished now in the ummah. It's buried. It's disappeared. Today, zawal, we see the ummah is in decline. For what reason is the ummah in decline? Why are we so weak? What are we lacking? Quran? Printed Quran? People reading the Quran, ulama, scholars. There are so many scholars today that we haven't seen in our lives. So many courses. 1 year today, a person graduates. In 6 months, you can become alim, alima, scholar. Is this not the case? Short courses, crash courses, 3 month courses to become alima. There are machines. Mashallah, it's good. Study the knowledge. Bukhari khatams happening every few months. Khatam Bukhari, khatam of this. Graduation, hifs, hafiz, scholars, muftis. Everyone's coming out, graduating. And what's the hal of the ummah? The condition of the ummah? There's so much we are being ground down now. Allahu Akbar, before that we have never been so wretched. The amount we are wretched now, this ummah, the Muslim. What's the hal of Philistine? What's the hal of Philistine? I swear by Allah, I can't eat. A person cannot eat when he sees the scenes. He cannot eat after he witnesses the scenes. And then waswasas come in our minds. You're a Muslim. Why is this happening to the Muslims? Allah, why? Pick up the Quran and see the reason. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَامَنُوا. If you say you believe in the Rasul and every man in him, Allah says, I'm your Lord, Creator. Allah says, I'll give you salvation, freedom from the disbelievers and the zalims, oppressors. Did I not save the people from Firaun? Did I not give them freedom from Firaun? What maqam, how many places in the Quran Allah said, did I not give freedom to the believers? Allah Ta'ala says, save the Rasuls, the Prophets. Who was before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Can anybody, could anyone? People came to beat the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to kill the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who saved the believers? Allah says, I gave you freedom from those who had no iman. Allah says, I save you from those who have no iman. Those who oppose you. Those are your enemies. Allah is telling us. Allah says, this is my law, my principle. I'll tell you. And due to which reason? To who do I? Allah says, the mu'mineen, that first person should be a believer, a mu'min, then I will save that person. If a person is not being saved from azab, punishments, there's oppression, the kufr, there's zulm on that person, oppression, then understand, there's something lacking in you, not Allah Ta'ala, His power that's lacking, there's something lacking in the ummah. So this is the trend, just like the flood comes and the flood spreads out. Yes, the tsunami, the flood, the storm, it spreads. Same way. It's not that it's just that situation in that land today. Our halat, our condition of the ummah, this flood will not stop. This storm will not stop just there. What we are witnessing, it will not just stop there. Allah says, because we don't understand it, we don't have the color of the Rasul, we don't have his practice, the ummah has left the way. Great wali, his statement I've told you, Hazrat Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, just a few decades ago, he said, the sunnah is buried. People have stopped practicing it, it's finished. So what's the one reason? We have Quran, masjids, tasbihs, kitabs. Why is everything happening to us in the world like this? Baytul Maqdis is happening. There's one reason for this. The color of the Prophet, his lifestyle, his ittaba, his following has disappeared. We shun it. We shun it. We reject it. There's only one thing. If we don't have the Prophet's lifestyle, then we don't have the love of the Prophet. We don't have the love of Allah in our homes, in our children, in our offspring, in our relatives, in our businesses, in our trade. It's not just libas, clothes. No, your akhlaq, your batin, your inner state, your external state. Who should it be in accordance to? Ittaba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to do mujahidah for that. If you eat haram, you don't take riba, you'll die hungry. Don't take riba. Don't take usury. Don't eat haram. And this generation we live is hard, but you have to persevere. Eh? We want akhirah, isn't it? Hereafter. Then, yes, today we might die, tomorrow we may die. Yes, yes, the enjoyment is in paradise, not here. Allah says there's no enjoyment in this world. The Prophet ﷺ said, enjoyment is the enjoyment of the hereafter, not in this world. You are seeking enjoyment here on your beds, in the beautiful cars and big houses, there's no luxury. Yes, then you'll have tax, and you'll have to run to accountant, do this for me, hide the tax, evade this, money, assets in Jannah, no accounts, no accountant, whatever you want and ask for, immediately Allah will give to you. How long? Very soon that time will come, Allah says. Very soon that time will come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Such a great path Allah has given us as a formula. Close your eyes, focus, promise to Allah today. Allah, today my house is in my life completely, the deen that I will bring is imitating, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do this yourself, crush your own desires. You know, say, Allah, I cannot be successful. My salah will not be accepted. My zikr will not be accepted. My duruchi will not be said. It's all nonsense, rubbish. If Allah is saying, how can I believe that away from the sunnah I can be successful? How, which shaitani waswasa can I accept to say that I don't need to follow the sunnah? Though much you will get close to the Prophet ﷺ, into his lifestyle, you will be close to him. And mabubiyat, the love of the Prophet of Allah will come. The rewards will come by imitating him. We say, I want to be walala, do this, go on long, worship this many days in the isolation, wilderness, Ramadan, fast, nafal fast, worship. Why do you do so much hard work? The real action is given, do that, just do that, that's enough. So Allah has prescribed the path to us. Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهِ. Do you want my love, O Muslimin? فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Then imitate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُوبِكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then I will love you and I will make you my beloved servants. Easy formula. Allah says, I will start to love you then. You won't just love me, I will start to love you. You will have so much value, each Muslim, that your Rabb, your Lord will love you. Every human being in the world will love you then. The lion will be scared of you, the spiders will be scared of you, they will understand your warning, the birds will fly to you, the whole universe will bow to you, submit to you. This is the beloved servant of Allah walking past us. How dare we oppose him? I have told you in advance, Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, was in Madinatul Manawwara, and mashallah, he didn't used to go and live in a luxury hotel, he used to get a run down muddy room, he used to stay there, and there was some muddy room or house, he used to sleep there. When the khadim went to dust down his bed in the morning, he said, let me see Hazrat Sahib's bedding on the floor. Hazrat Sahib Nuri, the attendant, and he was just going straight down the bed. A big spider, scorpions under his bedding. And he just was shook. And the scorpions of Medina, you know, they're big, the spiders. But mashallah, they're for the munafiqs though. Why did they not cut Hazrat Sahib? Or endanger him, tell me. Yes, did they cut him, endanger him? Can a scorpion, does he not cut this hadith? That the spider, the scorpion, that he doesn't leave anyone, doesn't leave the friend, even the foe. He cuts. Hazrat Sahib, why didn't they cut Hazrat Sahib? my Sheikh. And then the attendant came, Hazrat Sahab, you're bedding in the night? Did you sleep there? He said, yeah, I'm there. He said in his own dialect, Hazrat, there in the night, Hazrat Sahab, did you lie down on this bedding? He said, there's this, so bad, the situation there, very bad your bedding, Hazrat. The attendant said, yeah, Hazrat Sahab said, what's the problem? What's there? He said, Hazrat, when I went there, underneath there, I saw all the spider scorpions in Saraiki, Tonge, the scorpions. They're Tonge, Sai, big, big spiders, insects. How did you sleep then in the night? Hazrat Sahab smiled. He said, ah, Babu, yes, I was there, but the guests of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, none of them are affected by these spiders and scorpions. The guests of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the Wali Allah. Confidence, look at his confidence. No fear, no grief. He said, I got the bedding, I'm not worried. He said, the dusty earth, the spiders here. I'm the guest of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah's Nabi's guest, nobody says anything to them. The guests, they treat them with respect. Can you become a guest like this? Yes. So why do we waste our time in life? Well, we can become guests. We can have the respect. Just do it tabah. Follow the Prophet's footsteps. Footstep by footstep. No, no, no. It's too hard, yaar. No, then Jahannam you will have. Jahannam. Don't believe. Kufr. Kufr. Then you're rejecting the Quran. Then there are two punishments. One is, you're not practicing and you don't even believe this statement. This means you're not believing the verse of the Quran and you're not believing in Quran. This is a verse that I've just recited you. Surah Al-Imran. Very easy to understand this. It's not scientific translation commentary. You can't do cheating. The rest of the verses, this here, this means this, this does not mean this. There's no cheating of this verse. It's a straightforward verse. Go and read it yourself. You cannot cheat, you can't make different meaning. This means this, no, that scholar said this, that commentary said this. Doesn't matter which way, which angle you read this verse, the meaning is the same. Following the Prophet ﷺ, you cannot make up the meaning. First lesson you give to your children, itabai Rasool, the tutors tell them about their children, haya, shame. Keep everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, but wear half this and half that. Half this life, half that life. In our hearts we have the Quran, do hifz to the children, and all their actions, opposing the Quran and following the strangers. MashaAllah. And everything we do, in the hearts we got Quran and memorizing. Oh, it's Hafiz Quran. My daughter's Hafiz. My son's Hafiz. What Hafiz of Quran are you talking about? Where's the Quran in their lives? Enemies of the Quran. Most of all, we are enemies of the Quran. Such Hafiz we'll make our children, the parents will make them. That inside the parents there's no following the sunnah. Tomorrow those parents will get such severe punishment. That Allah says, you asked me for Quran. I gave you the Quran, Allah says. And how did you protect my Quran? Allah will ask the parents. You understand what I'm saying? Allah will ask the parents that you asked me for Quran. You wanted your children to memorize the Quran. Allah make my child a son a Hafiz, my daughter a Hafiz. Allah said, I gave you the Quran. It's not a minor thing. I am the one, Allah says, that I put the Quran into the hearts of your son and daughter. Allah says, then what did you do? When I gave the Quran, then this child, your son, daughter, why did you not protect that child that I gave the Quran for? You kept on enjoying, gave them food, and you did khatam of the Quran, completion of the Quran, feed the people, enjoying life. Such a double responsibility you've got now, Muslim. You've made a son or daughter Hafiz. Now you protect their Hafiz, their character. If you walk around in the dunya and you destroy it, my Quran, Allah says, I taught them Bukhari, you asked my son or daughter to be a scholar, and I gave you Quran, Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and that child is eating haram and consuming riba and usury. Double punishment, Allah says. The same Quran will testify that this person left me. Allah says that Quran sends lanat, curse on the Hafiz, on their parents. That Allah's promise, the Hafiz, I will put the crown on the heads of the mother and father. Which Hafiz will be? Those Hafiz who protected the Quran properly, while practicing the Quran. Am I right or wrong? Tell me. That's the deen of Islam. Yes, we got the Quran in hearts, we don't protect it. We don't practice it. Such a great name, Allah has given us the Quran. We don't preserve it. Yes, that Allah says the mountain, if the Quran is put on the mountain, will come to dust. And Allah has given the Quran in the hearts of the son and daughter, because the mother and father were asking for it. Maybe this parent will protect the children. Definitely make your children hafiz, have the desire, do dua. Then prepare your children that they should protect and preserve the Quran. That the salah shouldn't be delayed. The salah and jama'ah shouldn't be delayed. Because the love of the heart of the Quran is in the heart. That this person will give his life for the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The lifestyle of the Prophet will come into the son and daughter. They'll be immersed in the Allah and his Rasul. and he'll have good company. Oh no, he needs to run the shop, and half the shop I'll give to this child, and I'll give maal and stock to my children. And they'll just be stood and make them imam in the masjid. Who's my son? I want to be imam. I want my son to be reading the tarawih. And we have this showing off to people. The people who show off, that's what they do. And he puts his son forward. He's my son, he's a hafiz. Look, he's with Quran. Look at my son. Curse on those children, the angel send curse on those people. My words may be a little bit bitter. Are they pinching? I seek forgiveness. But what can I do? Yes, I just speak like this. What can I do? No, no, no. I want Jannah, paradise. Allah says, you want paradise. Who will get paradise? Say it loudly if we haven't understood. Who will get paradise? That person who imitates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not through salah will you get paradise. Not through fasting and hajj will you get paradise. How will we get paradise? Following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Footstep of his. Have you understood now? Solid today what I've said? You've understood what I've said today? Solid, you've understood, firm? That doubters will come out from his side. Can you be a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Never say he's an ashik, he's a lover, he's a believer, he's pious. Never say this from your mouth about the wrong person. Never make that mistake. Look at the physical condition of that person. Never give the claim that a person loves Allah and His Rasul with tasbih in his hand. If you want to claim the love of Allah, then look inside you. How much the practice of the Prophet has come into the life, then I can say that how much the sunnah has come into my life. How much do I love the sunnah of the Rasul? Yes, by drinking water, I stand up, I sleep, I wake up, I move, I walk, everything I say, I should do in the way the Prophet did. If I didn't do this, no prophet, show me any prophet, 124,000 prophets that passed, show me any prophet. All of the prophets before the Prophet Muhammad was their lifestyle printed. Show me the Yahud, the Jews, 124,000 prophets, kitabs, scriptures. Show me any one of the 124,000 prophets, I say with guarantee. Show me their lifestyle, A to Z. Was it published? What time is Salah? What time is Salah? 10:15? Okay, mashallah. So it's time still. There's still time. Oh, there's only one Prophet, Imam Bulaya, the Heavenly Prophet. Every single action of his life, A to Z, Allah has preserved it in the hadith. His lifestyle, his movement, his habits, his statements. The Azwaj, the wives, they told us all of his private actions. The wives, the Sahaba, were selected. Every single life matter of his was told. What clothes did he wear? What color did he like? How did he walk? How did he meet people? How did he raise his finger? How did he smile? What was his anger? That his beautiful teeth, what libas did he wear, what color did he like, every single action, A to Z. Birth to death, is there anything hidden of the Prophet? Why did Allah give us this information? For publicizing it? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ He is an example, best of example, keep imitating him and you keep on becoming my beloved, Allah says. That's it. No other Prophet was given this much detail about two groups. One, group one, deception people, deceive people, munafiqeen, hypocrites. They shout out, believers of Allah, we are lovers of Allah. They are deception people, deception group, hypocrites. And the other group, those who claim Allah's love and they imitate the Prophet Muhammad. That's group two. So we, what should we do? Let's assess. We need to make effort. What we need to do is that our life, we need to bring our life in comparison to the color of the Prophet ﷺ. That's all we have to do. Leave the rest to Allah. Don't make announcements. Just follow the Prophet ﷺ. A to Z. What is following the Prophet ﷺ? Does imitating the Prophet allow us not to pray Fajr in Jamaat? Does it? Does following the sunnah allow us not to pray Fajr in Jamaat? Then what's that sunnah? From ibadah, worship, akhlaq, manners, society, intercourse of society, relationships in society. How do we imitate? Who do we follow? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who do we imitate? If there's something lacking in my life, I make a mistake, astaghfirullah. Allah made a mistake, I didn't follow the sunnah. Then come back onto the sunnah path. Keep comparing. Oh, Allah made a mistake. I've slipped up. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Come onto the sunnah path. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this away from the sunnah. I'm going to oppose the sunnah. Get to Allah close. This is deception life. And that method Allah has given us to worship. Pray salah like this. Go pray in the masjid. Then we have to pray same like that. You have to earn your money, your bread, your earnings, your risk, your water. You must earn in this way, according to the sunnah. This is how I'll give to you. No other way, Allah says. If in these matters of life, if something is lacking in following the sunnah, then we don't leave the sunnah, we run back to the sunnah. Don't discard the sunnah, don't shun the sunnah. This is the test of life. This is the test of a Muslim. This is the challenge for a Muslim. Do you understand now the deen of Islam? The definition of Islam? This is the deen of Islam. And there's nothing to make effort in, just one action subject to make effort in. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, make effort in that and just follow your lifestyle like that. Appearance, lifestyle, attire, just do that. And there's not just appearance, lifestyle in terms of attire. Every part of life, every subject of life, you have to follow the sunnah. The more you make effort, the more you make effort, alhamdulillah, and the more you immerse yourself in the Prophet ﷺ's ways, Allah's love will come. You call out, shouting out, screaming, we've got the love of the Prophet ﷺ. Where is it? It's not evident. What love are you talking about? What tariqah, what method of life do you have? Your own definition, your own prescription? Your own made up laws? And so, I just showed you a clear example of the Sahabi. What a lover he was. And what did he do? The Rasulullah said to him, then be prepared. If you claim my love, said the Prophet to his Sahabi, I accept your love. But then you will have to be ready for all the difficulties, my Sahabi. Their whole life, the Sahaba was full of difficulties. It was the house of difficulties. But we say no. Everything sacrifice. Everything sacrifice. Their imitation, we do it. Yes, to just make up and shout out that we are believers. It's not just to the tongue. Physically follow the Sahaba. They had no other action. No ibadah, special worship with the Sahaba. Many Sahaba, they didn't read about the ibadah that we do, the worship that we do in their life. They didn't even come across that knowledge. There was just one action, was the valuable action in the life of the Sahaba. Allah's Rasul, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, they imitated him. Do you understand now the deen? Now, time is short, so I will just summarize and I'll tell you one more thing that's in my mind. Let me just explain this to you. Summary. So how do we bring imitation of the Prophet ﷺ into our life? Because we got to this understanding now. We understand, accept this. How do we acquire this thing? It's a question mark. I speak and the question I ask myself and I answer it myself. That up to now, we've understood the big task, mission of life Allah has given to us is following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can I implement the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do I do this? How shall I do this as an individual? It's a very simple method I'll give to you that Allah has given to us. And then you'll become a person who follows the sunnah, alhamdulillah. Shall I explain to you? Shall I? Very easy method to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Very simple, alhamdulillah, method. Yes. And it's very simple for us to implement. Do you have the intention to do it? First, make the intention. Like I said to you, no medicine has its effect if you don't have the intention. This is the principle of Allah. First, make intention, alhamdulillah. And then Allah Ta'ala immediately will give to you. So do you make the intention? Okay, yes Allah, I made an intention that after this action, what will we do? After the intention, that Allah, we want to be people who follow the sunnah, so it's easy for us to follow the sunnah. And when is it easy to follow the sunnah? When is it easy to follow the sunnah? Tell me. It will be easy to follow the sunnah when you have love for that action. Any action of life. For example, if you like money, then you'll go into the cold weather and put a marquee stool up. Yaar, how's he going? Scotland, north of the UK in the snow. Yaar, it's not hard for me. Yaar, it's easy. Very easily he'll give an answer. Why? Because he has love to count the money. So he'll do the action. Those people who count money, they leave their hotbeds. You'll see them, their hard work. They don't see that hard work, therefore they're doing. No, yaar, it's not hard for me 4 a.m. to wake up. I'm going to work. It's not hard for me to get up. 6 a.m. you will see them wake up. 8 a.m. you see them wiping their eyes. And they're, for example, what's happened? You're right to go to work, I'm late. 8 a.m. they jump off their beds. Everything, what do they leave there? Zikr in the morning, salah in the morning, I have to go to work. I have to go to work. This is called love for work. Love for work, that person. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you want to assess if you've got love for something, then you will run to the action. Yeah, it's the, you have love for. So if you want to love the sunnah and imitate the sunnah, then you need love for the sunnah. Understand now the reason, the way to get this, do you understand the love of Allah and the love for Rasulullah? When you love anything in the dunya, When you want to do an action, first you must have love for the action, then you'll run after the action, like money and job and wealth and dunya. Same way, if you want to run after the sunnah, then you must have love for the sunnah. Understand what I'm saying? So there's 5 minutes left, let me just tell you the shortcut. The shortcut. So what's the topic of today that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to speak about without revision and preparation? What's the topic of today? That Allah's love, we are alive to acquire Allah's love. There's no other purpose of life. And Allah's love we will acquire only through imitating the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through his sunnah. Who has told us this? Mufti sahab, Mulana sahab, Hazrat sahab? No, who's told us? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Allah is announcing through his Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran, not some minor statement. Understand today the discussion? Now, we come back to what I'm asking, then how do we come to following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How do we get to that position? For that, what's the formula to make it easy for us? What do we need to do? We need to acquire the love of the Sunnah, love of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We must have love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it will be easy. Then hypocrisy comes out, love coming. Soon as his love comes in, the love of the dunya will be extracted. Then your eyes won't open for the dunya, then your eyes will open for salah, then your eyes will open for dhikr, then you will run for dhikr. Then that person's not worried about dunya. It's okay, yeah, no worries, Allah will give me more afterwards. At least let me do dhikr first. Okay? Okay? For that, you need one action. The Sufis, what they do. Subhanallah. The Sufis. The noble Sufis, they are famous for this action. And they reach to the heights automatically. And the world starts to realize and recognize them. They do islah of their qalb. They rectify their hearts. They do, they develop their heart. Inside their heart. Inside, they develop the heart. And this is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's education. The Sufis, the noble Sufis who sit in the khanqah, who do islah, who do purification, they're developing their heart so that in the heart can come the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so they can imitate his lifestyle. That's the method. There's no other objective of a Sufi. He's not a Sufi who has another objective. He's a thief, that person, if he says he's a Sufi. He's not a khanqah person. In the khanqah, the person who sits, the Sufi, the Wali Allah, he says, I've come for this reason. I want to do islah of my heart. I want to rectify my heart through dhikrullah. Via dhikrullah. Morning and evening, the dhikr I do, I call out to Allah's name. I don't have no other purpose, Allah. The purpose of me doing dhikr is to do islah, to rectify myself, to purify my nafs, my desires, and my character, so I can get the love of Allah and His Rasul, so I can imitate the sunnah. And those who start to become successful by following this method, when they start to do islah of their heart, then alhamdulillah, the color of Rasulullah's sunnah overtakes them. The first sign of the success of your dhikr is this, that the color of Rasulullah overtakes that person. His character changes, anger comes out of him, takabbur comes out of him. Always what will come to that person, from top to toe, ittaba'i Rasul, imitating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, and listen to my bayan again after tonight, inshallah, the bayan, mashallah, friends, they work hard. You will not even go to the bed and the bayan will be live, uploaded. Mashallah, if you want your islah, then they listen 2-3 times over the same talk. I don't talk wasteful talk. Do you understand what I'm saying, everything I've said today? Listen again. Our life objective is Allah's love. We need to acquire Allah's love. You can only get Allah's love through imitating, following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how can you get ittaba? You can only follow the Prophet by having love for Rasul. And you can only get love for Rasul by rectifying your heart. And you can only rectify your heart by doing dhikrullah. That's the sequence. That's the sequence. Who is saying this? Who makes it? Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani did this. Hazrat Khwaja Mohinuddin Chishti, Mujaddad Al-Afthani, Nizamuddin Awliya. All these pious elders sat in the khanqahs. This is how they invited the Muslims to do islah of your heart so you can come onto the path of following the sunnah. They didn't invite people to themselves. Come, I'm a wali Allah, come to me, I'm this. Never does a wali Allah invite people to himself. Never. They invite people to Allah through this sequence. He cannot be a wali Allah who doesn't call people to Allah. He cannot be a wali Allah. He can never do it. He does the work of Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you understand what I'm saying, everything? Look at the summary I've given to you today. Beautiful summary. Alhamdulillah. That's why, where did we start from? Basic, our purpose of life is dhikrullah. We do to get to that destination. We do dhikrullah, then our heart will be rectified and purified. What's the sign your heart is purified? You will have you'll start to imitate the sunnah. Automatically your beard you'll keep, imama, turban, your appearance, your attire, your akhlaq, your conduct, your manners. As you bring the sunnahs into your life, alhamdulillah, then Allah's love will be generated and strengthened inside you, in your life. More than this, you do this more, the more you follow the sunnah, the more the sunnah comes in your life, then Allah will announce that I love you and you love me, vice versa. Mutual. Yuhibbun Allah. Ya ayyatul nafsul mutmain irji li rabbikum mardiya. Allah says, when you die, then to welcome you, the angels say, come to me, come to you. Allah says, I'll invite you, come, O ruh. Enter, I am happy with you, I was pleased with you before your death. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice what we discussed. Inshallah, after Isha, Allah's dhikr we will do for a short while.
وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا قطيرا غزيرا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطانا وامدنا كل ذلك اننا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله